Please take a seat.
太阳还存，月亮还在， wow. 人要敬畏你，直到万代。
Are there still the sun and the moon, all mankind who fear you, worship you, to all generations?
当我们一生放在主的手中，
When we commit our lives into our Lord's hand,
凭着信心和完全的交托。
As we step out in faith and we entrust everything to Him completely.
我们照着神的心意，
According to His will.
按着神的指引，
Following His guidance.
让我们跟随他，
Let's follow our Lord.
为着福音，
For the sake of the gospel.
奋勇向前，
We go ahead, step out in faith.
信靠前行。
Step out in faith.
所需用，信靠主恩用。
勇往前行，在那遥远的彼岸，车门已打开，心靠主恩勇往前行，乘着白日抬头弓，收割时日将到终，心靠主恩勇往前行，心靠前行，心靠前行，心靠主恩勇往前行，主的恩典与能力足够我们所需用，心靠主恩勇往前行，心靠前行，心靠前行，心靠主恩勇往前行，主的恩典与能力足够我们所需用，心靠主恩勇往前行。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together。
永生的神，全能的父。
Our everlasting God, our almighty God, our Father.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
因为你是创造的神，也是拯救的主。
Because you are the creator God and you are the Lord of salvation.
我们感谢你。
We give thanks to you.
因你差遣你独生爱子耶稣基督道成肉身。
Because you sent your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who became flesh.
为我们的罪死在十字架上
to die on the cross for our sins
做我们的救主
to save us
要借着他设立的教会
and through the Lord you've established the church
我们称颂你
we praise you
因为你不但立耶稣基督为教会的头
because not only you've set up our Lord Jesus Christ as the head of the church
也在教会中设立各种职分来推行圣工
you also giveTo the church, all the different roles to advance your work.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
因为真理的圣灵与我们同在。
Because the Holy Spirit of truth is ever present among us.
今天是你做拣选的日子。
Today is the day of your choosing.
也是悦纳的日子。
It is the day pleasing to you.
愿在这神圣的时刻一同见证你荣耀的作为。
May we all witness your glorious deed.At this holy moment,
全羊的大牧人啊，我们的主基督
，Our Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ,
请你扩张你帐幕之地。
We pray that you will extend the territory of your tent,
张大你居所的幔子。
Extend your tent,
请你赐我们信心、忠心和爱心。
Give us faith, give us faithfulness, give us love,
坚固我们。
Strengthen us.
保守我们。
Keep us.
直到基督的再来。
To the day our Lord Jesus Christ returns.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. 我们 now invite the president of the Fellowship of Congregational Churches, Reverend Matt Murray, to bring a greeting. 我们现在请公理联会会长。Matt Murray, 牧师致辞。
Do you need me to read all of this? A pause? That's going to be up there.
Yes.
There. Well, before I read the actual words here, can I, on behalf of the Fellowship of Congregational Churches, bring you greetings? Can I also say that I was encouraged to be part of the interview with Frank not that long ago?And it's a joy to be taking part here today.
请允许我首先代表公理联会向大家带来问候。我也非常高兴的能够来参加今天的这个按摩典礼。不久之前，我刚刚才和薛传道有一个见面，一个面谈。
Did I say that? just a little bit more. I think it's great and it's important that we praise God for raising up young men to proclaim God's truth.
非 非常重要的是我们要来赞美敬拜我们的神，因为他兴起了年轻的传道来服侍他侍奉他。
I just want to read two verses from 2 Timothy 4, which perhaps Frank already knows quite well.
我想读提摩太后书第四章的两节经文，我相信薛传道他也非常熟悉这两节的圣经。
In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom,I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction.
我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
We're gathered together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the KingAnd head of the church. Jesus has ascended into heaven, but through his Holy Spirit has given a variety of gifts, are those of pastoring for the building up of the body of Christ. Among these gifts are those of pastoring, teaching, and leadership. God's people are enabled to recognize these gifts.Through the same Spirit by whom they are given and to commission the reception to office. The Chinese Congregational Church here at Padstow have prayerfully and wisely considered these things, extended a call to Frank Yu to work and serve in the gospel among them as pastor.He was inducted to that office in February 2014. Frank has satisfied the requirements set down by the Fellowship of Congregational Churches for ordination. Therefore, at the invitation of the Padstow Chinese Congregational Church, we have come together to ordain him into the office of Christian Minister.It is the office and duty of Christian ministers to accurately and suitably deliver to the people the Word of God, instructing and counseling them, and preaching conversion to God through the Lord Jesus Christ, to be an example for the believers in faith and life, in speech,and action, to guide the church in its affairs, to lead in prayer, and to administer the sacraments, to care for those committed to their charge, maintaining the church in good discipline as faithful shepherds of the flock, so that the church may grow in grace and knowledge, in faith and love,And so be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Ordination to the Christian ministry rests upon the call of God, which is known by the outward call of the church and the inward constraint of the one called, the two agreeing with each other. Let us therefore now hear from this church.How its members under the influence of the Holy Spirit have recognized the call of God and wish to ordain Frank as a Christian minister. Let us also hear from Frank of the faith which he holds and the call he has received from God to this office. Thank you. I'll take my seat. Thanks.
我们现在邀请 百十二华人公理会的堂委会主席 Tom Ho 还代表教会支持。 Now we like to invite Tom Ho, Chairman of the Pastoral Chinese Congregational Church Executive Committee to bring a statement on behalf of the church.
May I give greetings to on behalf of Pastoral Chinese Congregational Church to all friends, brothers and sisters in Christ.
代表基督教百十道华人公理会欢迎众多的朋友组内的弟兄姐妹
who come here today to attend the ordination service of Pastor Francis.
来到这里参加薛崇爱传道的按牧典礼。
He has associated with our church for a long period.
薛传道与我们教会在我们教会这里聚会已经有很长的历史。
So some of you may have already known him for many years.
我们当中很多人可能已经认识他很多年了。
So I don't have to mention too much about his history in the church.
所以我也不需要太多的提到他在教会里面的历史。
I used to call him by his first name in Chinese.
我通常我是用他的中文名来称呼他。
他叫崇爱。
他的中文名崇爱。
Because it's a bit hard for me to pronounce his surname in Cantonese.
因为要发音要读他的那个姓非常难。
So in Chinese, 崇 means follow and obey.
他的中文名那个崇字是意思是说要跟从。
I means love.
爱就是爱。
So 崇爱 means follow, obey, and love.
崇爱的名字拼在一起就是要跟从，要爱。
So what a name his parents gave to him.
这就是他的父母给他起的名字。
So you can remember Frank or 崇爱 is a man who follows and loves Christ.
所以我们一想到崇爱的话，我们就想到他是这样的一个人，他是跟从主、爱主的。
You know, since last year, we purchased this new building.
自从去年我们买下这个新堂子之后
，He has been working very hard in renovating this new premises.
他在这个建堂的整个施工当中，他也非常努力的工作。
As today, we are celebrating Frank's ordination.
当今天我们在一起庆祝薛崇爱传道按牧的时候
，We thank God for providing us a good servant and a big building.
我们要感谢神赐下一个好牧者，也赐下这么好的一个聚会的地方。
You can probably say this building may be one of the biggest size in congregational churches.
可能这个教会的这个建筑物在公理会当中算是比较大的。
But don't be too proud and too relaxing and too satisfying.
但是也不要感到太骄傲，不要感到太自满了。
Because we are working hard, and the devil Satan is working hard too.
当我们辛勤工作的时候，撒旦魔鬼他也在辛勤的工作。
So we may still have many obstacles in front of us.
所以我们相信我们面前还会有很多的困难。
So Pastor Frank and all of us still have to pray hard and work hard in building up our church.
所以薛传道和我们所有人都还需要继续的来祷告托住我们的教会。
So we have to fill up more seats.
我们还有很多的空位置我们要有人来做。
To get more people to know Christ.
我们要带领更多的人来认识基督。
So to carry out the great mission.
要完成他给我们的大使命。
We trust the Lord will bless Frank and other pastors.
我们深信神他会祝福薛传道还有我们其他的牧者
and other future pastors.
还有我们将来还会有的其他的牧者。
We have about 7 members studying and equipping themselves in different Bible colleges.
我们还有七位的当中的会众还正在不同的圣经不同的神学院那里装备自己。
We pray that this church will become a lovely place.
我们的祷告是这个教会能够成为一个可爱的地方。
God will bless His church and the people who praise Him.
When
we consider the characters in the Bible, there are many reminders for us as we serve the Lord. Today, on this very important day, when Pastor Frank Shea is ordained into Christian ministry, I want to remind and encourage each other through the ways through which God equipped Elijah. The generation of Elijah.
圣经告诉我们讲安利的儿子亚哈行耶和华眼中看为恶的事比他以前列王更甚犯了尼伯的儿子耶和华安所犯的罪他还以为亲又娶了西顿王进巴利的女儿也是别为妻去侍奉进拜巴利在撒玛利亚建造巴利的庙在庙里为巴利筑坛亚哈又做亚瑟拉他所行的有耶和华以色列神的怒气比他以前的以色列诸王更甚
But Ahab, son of Omri, did what was evil in the Lord's sight more than all who were before him. Then, as if following the sin of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, was a triple matter. He married Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of Sidonians, then proceeded to serve Baal and worship him. He set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal that he had built in Samaria. Ahab also made an Asherah pole. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel than all the kings of Israel who were before him. Ahab's generation was an evil generation, an idolatrous generation, a generation that provoked God's wrath. So in that generation, God raised up His servant to speak to that generation. And today this generation is no different from Ahab's generation. Today this generation is also an evil generation. I ministered in China several times. After giving the lectures, I would chat with the co-workers, and the question most frequently asked was how to migrate overseas. Besides financial reasons, the most important is the entrenched immorality in China, when many consider poverty more shameful than prostitution. Today we see in mainland China, in Taiwan, in the United States, everyone in the society does evil to each other. Fighting, brawling, shooting happen so frequently. In order to make money, they stop at nothing. So the fruit you buy from the market, you can store them up for 1 month and they won't
go bad.
I was once in China serving there, and one time we were going to have some fruit, and I picked from a particular basket, and they said, "No, stop! These are for selling to others. You know, don't eat that basket." The first evil person mentioned in the Bible was Cain. What does evil mean?
他明明把他弟弟杀死了，但神问他：“你弟弟在哪里？我怎么知道我又不看守我弟弟的？”
He killed his brother, and yet when God asked him, "Where is your brother?" He said, "Why do you ask me? Am I keeper of my brother?"
神目中无人，心中无神。
He had no regard for anyone. He had no regard for God.
同样，今天这个时代是一个拜偶像的时代。
Likewise, today this generation is an idolatrous generation.
虽然国内是一个无神论的国家，但是对佛教拜拜是安贞的鼓励。
Even though the mainland China is so-called atheist, but the government actually encouraged Buddhism and folk cult.
在华人社会，台湾每年马祖出巡的时候，拜偶像是一件民间一件盛事。
Among the Chinese, like in Taiwan, they have a Goddess of the Seas parade every year, and that's actually a great celebration among the people.
所以今天也是一个惹神发怒的时代。
Today, this generation is also a generation that provoked God's wrath.
把神所定的颠倒过来。
They turn what God has instituted upside down.
几个法官就可以把圣经里面所讲的是罪，认为不是罪。
A few judges can overrule what the Bible says and turn what's sinful into something that they so-called not a sin.
是把整个世界的人带进神的愤怒里面。
They bring the entire population of this earth into God's wrath.
在这个环境里面，以利亚出现。
In such an environment, Elijah was introduced.
以利亚在圣经里面出现只是一节的经文。
The Bible introduced Elijah through one verse only.
基利基的提示彼人以利亚对亚哈说：“我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露，不下雨。”
Now Elijah the Tishbite from the Gilead settlers said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, I stand before him, and there will be no dew or rain during these years except by my command."
当接受以利亚的时候，只是用一句的话，没有讲到他的家庭背景，也没有讲到他的文化。
When Elijah was introduced in the Bible, there's no introduction to Elijah's family background, cultural background. There's only one verse saying, "Elijah the Tishbite."
激励激励的提示彼人以利亚。
Elijah the Tishbite from the Gilead settlers.
先知以利亚是一个传奇的人物，他的身世、他的背景，没有人知道。
Prophet Elijah is a legendary character. No one knows his family history or background.
激励激励的提示彼人。
Elijah the Tishbite from the Gilead settlers.
如果你去找圣经地图的话，很难找到这个点。
If you look up a Bible map, it's very difficult to find this place called Tishbe.
他的出现好像突然从天上莫名其妙的掉下来的一个人物。
It seemed like he just dropped out of nowhere.
但是他一出现，真的惊天动地。
But his entry was very dramatic.
这里里面用了一句，用了一个词来形容以利亚的背景。
The Bible described Elijah's background with just one word.
没有讲到他的文化，他的家庭是怎么样。
The Bible doesn't talk about his culture, his family background.
但是讲到一样很重要的事情。
But the Bible mentions something very important.
就是以利亚与神的关系是怎么样。
That is his relationship with God.
圣经里面跟我们讲。
The Bible says.
他是寄居的。
He's a settler.
寄居是什么意思？
What does settler mean?
在新约希伯来书告诉我们，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得到所应许，却从远处望见，且欢喜就迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
A settler means a foreigner in that place. Just like the Bible says, these all died in faith without having received the promises, but they saw them from a distance, greeted them, and confessed that they were foreigners and temporary residents on the earth.
寄居并不是表示生活他已经心灰意冷到一个地步。
Being a settler or a foreigner or a temporary resident on earth doesn't mean you feel disheartened about life.
反而它是一种很积极的心态。
But it's actually a very positive mentality.
它不是单单看眼前，而是有一个特别的眼睛，看见耀眼，看见未来，看见永恒的。
It's not focused on what is immediately in front of us, but with a special perspective, with faith, to see eternity from a distance.
承认自己是世上是可女的时候，他有另外一种的人生，另外一种的生活态度。
To confess that one is just a foreigner and a temporary resident on earth, it asks for a different perspective, a different mindset.
当我们去露行的话，露营的话，我们会带很简单的东西，因为是短暂的时间。
When we go camping, we only take very simple things with us because we know it's only a temporary trip.
简单的生活就过去了。
We will live a very simple life when we're camping.
一个寄居的人生在圣经里面。
A foreigner, a settler, the life of a settler in the Bible.
他不会被宴乐所缠扰他的心智。
This person won't be ensnared by lavish feasting.
他不会整天去找西边哪个地方比较好多东西吃。
This kind of lifestyle is not about seeking where's the best place to eat.
因为他的心不在哪一边。
Because this is not where his heart is.
他会想看更多关于天家的事情。
He will be focused on things that are above.
他不会畏惧哪些恶人对他的威胁。
He will not fear any threat from those evil people.
以利亚一开口就闯祸。
So when, as soon as Elijah spoke, he brought disaster upon himself.
他对亚哈说：“我只是用所侍奉永生的耶和华以色列神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨。”
He said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, I stand before Him, and there will be no dew or rain during these years except by my command."
我相信以利亚一定知道亚哈是一个恶王帝。
I believe Elijah knew full well that Ahab was an evil king.
以利亚知道亚哈是一个怎么的人。
Elijah knew who Ahab was.
但是以利亚顺服神给他的托付，他讲神要他讲的话。
But Elijah was obedient to what God has entrusted him and spoke what God wanted him to say.
他对那恶王讲，他讲这几年如果我不祷告，必不降露不下雨。
He said to this evil king, "There will be no rain, or no dew or rain during these years, except by my command."
他把地上所有的东西都看为轻看。不重要，最重要就是神叫我做什么，我就做什么。
He cast aside everything on earth. He focused only on one thing: what God wants me to do.
因为他因信无惧，正是以利亚可以给神重用的一个条件。
Because he is so bold, with no fear by faith in God, that's a prerequisite for Elijah to be used greatly by God.
我们做神的仆人，我们面对罪恶的时候，我们是否敢说不？
When, as God's servants, when we're facing sin, do we dare to say no?
我看这位姐妹，大家都认识她吧。
You may all know this person, Kim Davis.
她是美国一个公务员。
A clerk in the United States.
当高等法院通过同性恋合法可以结婚的时候，叫人家来申请结婚证书，两个是同性恋者，他就不发，他就不做。
After the High Court ruled that same-sex marriage was legal, people came to her for marriage certificates, and when she saw homosexual couples coming to her for marriage certificates, she said no.
他就被警告，因为他的责任是要发这个证书的。
And she was warned because as a clerk, she was obliged to issue marriage certificates.
然后法院也对她警告。
And the court warned her as well.
如果你不发的话，你就会坐牢，被抓起来。
You must issue marriage certificates to these homosexual couples, otherwise you are going to jail.
最后，她情愿被关到监牢里面，她也不违背她心里面神所交托给她的。
But she would rather go to jail, but she wouldn't.Betray what God has entrusted her.
今天很多基督徒不可以给神重用，因为心中我们太多害怕的事情。
Today, many Christians can't be used by God because we fear so many things.
我们怕环境。
We are afraid of our circumstances.
我们怕人怎么讲。
We are afraid of how people look at us.
我们怕一些逼迫。
We are afraid of persecution.
我们怕以致我们不敢对罪恶。
We are afraid of so many things, so much so that we can't, that we dare not rebuke sin. We can't be salt and light. We are so afraid of so many things that we are not willing to sacrifice all.
在新约里面讲到有一个人，那时有施洗约翰出来，在犹大的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
In the New Testament, the Bible mentioned in those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, because the kingdom of heaven has come near."
我们就知道四十一汉，他清楚地告诉哪些听众、哪些当兵的，跟他们讲，你不可以用权力威胁人家。
We know that John spoke to those soldiers, saying that you do not take money from anyone by force.
你们不可以收税的，你们不可以多收。
He said to the tax collectors, you must not collect any more than what you've been authorized to.
以利亚赶去叫当时的亚哈王，如果你继续犯罪，就会面对耶和华神的审判。
Likewise, Elijah rebuked King Ahab, saying, if you continue to do evil, you are going to face the judgment of God.
在哪个时代里面，神怎么操练以利亚？
So in that generation, how did God train Elijah?
我们看见神介入以利亚寄居的生活。
We see how God intervened into Elijah's life.
神把以利亚放在一个极简单、极贫穷线下的一种生活方式。
God put Elijah under the poverty line and forced him to live a very simple life.
神操练以利亚。
And through this way, God trained Elijah.
中国在去年开了18届第五次全体会议。
Last year, the Chinese Communist Party held a party meeting.
他们宣布在2020年要全面将城小康社会，要国家老百姓脱离贫穷。
So the meeting of that Communist Party made a resolution to build a moderately prosperous society by the year 2020, and they wanted to eliminate poverty from China.
我看到领导人他们注重物质，但是他没有注重怎么改善人的本性。
This way we see how those in power are so focused on materialism, but they're not interested.
但是我看见神透过环境怎么来操练改变以利亚整个人的生命质量。
So that the government is not interested in improving people's nature, but in contrast we see how God trained Elijah but wanting to change his nature.
耶和华的话临到以利亚说：“你离开这里，往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西盘。你要喝拿西里的水，我也吩咐乌鸦在哪里供养你。”
Then a revelation from the Lord came to him: "Leave here, turn eastward, and hide yourself at the Wadi Cherith, where it enters the Jordan. You are to drink from the Wadi. I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there."
离开这里。
Leave here.
离开安乐窝,
leave your comfort zone.
离开你熟悉的环境,
leave your familiar environment.
通常当我们离开一个地方去, 要去另外一个地方的话,
as we leave one place for another,
我们微信打听一下, 哪个地方是否比我现在更加的好, 否则的话, 我们可能不会离开。
Usually we would go and do some research. Is that place better than where I am now? Otherwise I wouldn't leave here.
但是以利亚没有去打听。
But Elijah didn't do any research.
第二，神叫以利亚，你往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西盘。God
said, "Turn eastward, hide at the Wadi Cherith."
去的是一个方向，东边。神带领到东边的基利西盘。God
only gave him a direction: turn eastward.
西边具体是几号的房子没有讲，可能是树林吧。
Eastward, where to go? What's the street number? Where would Elijah go? Maybe, perhaps there's only a forest there.
去到哪里做什么?
What do you do there?
藏在哪里?
Hide there.
学习隐藏的功课.
Learn the lesson of hiding.
今天的社会，我们就注重怎么包装自己，以及我可以站在人的面前。
Today, the world emphasizes how you can present yourself so that you can show off in front of others.
我们已经把一些好的东西、有价值的东西，我们都丢弃了。
But we've abandoned many things that are good and valuable.
什么是好、有价值的东西？学习怎么隐藏自己是一个宝贵的东西。
Learn the lesson of hiding oneself is a good and valuable thing.
属灵的力量，当我们学习隐藏自己的时候，神的力量就在我们身上出来。
As we learn to hide ourselves, then the spiritual strength will be given to us.
在圣经里面，耶稣的亲戚跟耶稣讲。
In the New Testament, Jesus' families spoke to him.
这时候耶稣在加利利游行，不愿意在犹大游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。当时犹太人在住棚节进来，耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里上犹大去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。人要想要明心，没有在暗处行事。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。”
After this, Jesus traveled in Galilee. Since he did not want to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him, the Jewish festival of Tabernacles was near. So his brother said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea so your disciples can see your works that you are doing. For no one does anything in secret while he's seeking public recognition. If you do these things, show yourself to the world."
社会上的哲学就是要把你自己好好包装给别人看到你。
That is the philosophy of this world. It's the philosophy that you need to present yourself well so that others can see you.
但是不注重你里面究竟怎么样。
But the world won't focus on what you have inside.
社会是这样子。
This is how the world thinks.
教会往往也是这样子。
And often it's the philosophy in the church as well.
而是神教以利亚你学习隐藏的操练。
But God asked Elijah to learn to practice hiding.
当你学习隐藏的操练的时候，灵力就从哪里出来了？
As you learn how to hide yourself, there comes your spiritual strength.
现在你们讲住在至高者隐密处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty.
传道人对着一个功课要学，要用功的学，不单只学，要学的真。Our
pastors all must learn this lesson of hiding yourself and learn it well.
隐藏自己并不是讲整天躲在家里面偷懒。It
doesn't mean hiding in your own house and just do nothing.
实在忙碌的教会工作的里面，一定需要有一段时间。
Indeed, among all the work that you're doing, all the labor you're doing at church, you must find time to spend with God.
越少隐藏的操练，讲台上面就越没有力量。
If you don't practice hiding, then you won't be able to preach well.
神对以利亚讲：“你要喝哪溪里的水？我已经吩咐乌鸦供养你。”
You are to drink from the wadi. I have commanded the ravens to provide for you.
没有可口可乐。
No coke.
没有咖啡，没有啤酒。
No coffee, no beer.
只有清水。
Only water.
可能你会说：“神啊，你的恩典不是很丰富的吗？”
You might ask God, "Don't you have abundant grace?"
只有清水那么简单。
Only water.
只有简单的饼，连披萨都没有。
Only plain bread, not even pizza.
圣经里面讲，于是以利亚就照着耶和华的话。
The Bible says so. Elijah did what the Lord commanded.
居住在约旦河东边基利西旁。
He left and lived by the Wadi Cherith where.
乌鸦早晚给他掉饼和肉来。
The ravens kept bringing him bread and meat in the morning.
他在哪里喝溪里的水？
And he drank from the Wadi.
以利亚这种的生活，可以讲是今天贫穷线下的生活。
In today's world, Elijah lived under the poverty line.
他怎么打发他每天的时间？
How did Elijah spend his time?
独处，余生相较的时间。
He spent his time alone with God.
他把目光从地上哪些物质转向神。
He turned his eyes from the materialism of this world and focused on the Lord.
不是三个月。
Not 3 months.
神用3年来操练他。
3 years God trained.
圣经里面讲，于是以利亚照着耶和华的话去住在约旦河东边基利西旁。
And the Bible says so. He did what the Lord commanded. Elijah left and lived by the Wadi Cherith where it enters the Jordan.
照着神的话。
Did what the Lord commanded.
完全没有私欲。
He's not even thinking about
himself. 没有老我。
There's no his no old self.
没有诡诈。
There's no deceit.
没有自己。
No self.
他去照着神怎么讲，他就怎么去做。
Whatever God commanded, he did.
第二，他去。
And he left.
他没有担心。
There was no worry.
没有忧虑。
No anxiety.
没有惧怕。
No fear.
没有犹疑。
No hesitation.
是一种心有灵犀的一点通的顺服。
It's such an obedience that requires two hearts to be joined together.
他不问前因后果的是怎么样，他就这样子完全相信。
He didn't ask for a reason. He didn't ask what would the result be. He just obeyed.
最后住。
And lived.
住是深入的追求神。
Seeking to know God deeply.
因为以利亚这样子的顺服。
Because of his obedience.
生活虽然清淡。
Even though Elijah lived a very simple life.
但是从另外一个角度看以利亚的生活。
But on the other hand, when you look at Elijah's life.
有饼有肉有水，生命得到供应。
There's bread, there's meat, there's water. His life was provided for.
每天这样子在操练的时候。
And through his daily practice.
他的灵命，他的灵性就长起来。
His spiritual strength grew.
基利西巴是以利亚灵命被装备得力的一个地方。
So at Wadi Cherith, Elijah's spiritual life was built up.
当以利亚从基利西巴出来之后
，And when Elijah left the Wadi Cherith,
他去到加密山上面。
He went to the Mount Carmel.
他面对巴勒的先知。
And he faced all the prophets of Baal.
他面对老百姓。
He faced the people of Israel.
他大声的祷告。
He prayed loudly.
神啊，求你今天使人知道你是以色列的神。
Lord God, today let it be known that you are God in Israel.
使这些百姓知道你是耶和华是神。
So that these people would know that you, Yahweh, are God.
神啊，唯有你可以叫这些百姓的心回转。
God, only you can turn their hearts back.
他大声祷告之后。
He prayed loudly, and afterwards.
火从天上降下来。
The Lord's fire fell.
前面三年的操练。
The 3 years before that.
我要面对更大属灵的挑战。
He learned and practiced in preparation for greater spiritual challenge.
面对今天这个时代。
And today facing this generation.
是一个作恶的时代。
It's an evil generation.
是一个拜偶像的时代。
It's an idolatrous generation.
是一个使耶和华眼中看为恶的时代。
It's a generation that provoked God's wrath.
所以要特别训练一些可以给他用的工人。
And God is going to train up more workers for himself.
以利亚是大能的先知。
Elijah was a mighty prophet.
他生活在三千年前。
He lived 3,000 years back.
他的出现在圣经里面是一个很短的时间。
The Bible mentioned Elijah only for a very short period.
但是没有人会忘记他。
But no one will forget Elijah.
在旧约里面最后一卷书也提到他。
The last book in the Old Testament mentioned him too.
看来耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们哪里去。
Look, I'm going to send you Elijah, the prophet, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes.
以利亚的侍奉不是平地一声雷。
Elijah's service didn't cause just a loud bang.
他的影响是很深远的。
His impact, his services had impact that echoes through a long time.
因为他带着属灵的生命在哪里服侍哪个时代。
Because he served with great spiritual life.
我求主在这个时代里面。
And I pray that the Lord through this generation.
为了他的国度。
For his kingdom.
为了他的教会。
For his church.
为了更多的人进到神的国度里面。
So that more people can enter into the kingdom of God.
神要训练一些特别的工人可以给他使用。
That he would train more special workers for him to use.
但愿谢崇爱牧师，你是神所重用的。
And we pray that Reverend Share, you will be used greatly by God.
最后
，And lastly，
圣经里面讲，以利亚跟我们一样的性情。
The Bible says Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.
雅各书讲，以利亚与我们一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。
The Book of James says Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.Yet he prayed earnestly, and it would not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the land.
他的本质跟我跟你一样，没有分别。
He was with nature like yours and mine.
以利亚是凡人，不是天使。
He's just a human being. He's not an angel.
以利亚的侍奉里面，曾经有一段时间，他有一败涂地。
Through his service, he once felt miserably.
他患有忧郁症。
He once had depression.
他曾经向神求死。
He even prayed to God for death.
虽然他曾经有一段很辉煌的日子
，Even though he had once had a very glorious time serving God，
为什么
？Why？
因为他跟你跟我一样，都是同样性情的人。
Because he was with a nature like ours，
都是人嘛。
He was only a human being。
对，从传道、按理牧师，并不是圣级。
Yes, indeed, when a pastor is ordained into Christian ministry, it's not a promotion. Even though you are a Christian minister, you are still a human being in nature. So our brothers and sisters, don't see Reverend Yao, Reverend Xie as Superman. They will get tired, they will get weary. There might be a time when they're so tired, so weary when they're serving that they might stumble and fall. No one else would
know.
Every week you need to stand up here on at the pulpit, so you must hold on. But the pastors are also human beings. But we thank God, there is one verse in the Bible. A man's steps are established by the Lord, and he takes pleasure in his way. Though he falls, he will not be overwhelmed, because the Lord holds his hand. The prayer of our brothers and sisters, your continuous prayer, will prevent your pastors, when they fall, will prevent them from being overwhelmed. Even though they fall, God holds their hands. And you must work with God through your prayer. And God will perform His miraculous deed. Reverend Xie, in this generation, God is going to use you greatly. But you must learn and practice. Only through practice. If you don't practice well, then you only work for a short while, and then you become nothing. Let's remind each other through a hymn. Be true.